Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, starting things out partly cloudy. We do have a chance for scattered showers and maybe some thunderstorms this afternoon. High around 77. Kenosha at this hour, 63 degrees. It's 58 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 63. 63 also in Racine. Erosion along the Lake Michigan shoreline in Mount Pleasant's Lake Park neighborhood, posing an imminent threat to yet another home. Village President Jerry Garski updating the Board of Trustees at last night's meeting, said he got a call from the resident there who heard a thump in the middle of the night, found more of the bluff had fallen away, affecting his garage. Now, Garski is urging gawkers to please stay away, warning some of the village's infrastructure in that particular area is also at risk. He says he'll be meeting with the U.S. Office of Coastal Management today, noting that multiple agencies are involved in this effort to try to save these affected homes.
These are federal waters, U.S. waters, so it isn't just like Mount Pleasant can do what they want to do. And all the entities that we have been in contact with and are dealing with are all on board.
Higher lake levels accelerating the erosion along the bluffs in Lake Park, putting as many as a dozen homes in danger. One home, in fact, demolished earlier this year to keep it from sliding into the lake. Maintenance projects that were scheduled to begin yesterday at the I-94 Highway K interchange in Racine County postponed now until after the Memorial Day holiday. In fact, they'll begin sometime in June. As with all projects, and like with this, the schedule is subject to change. Plans for the school safety partnership between the Racine Police Department and the Unified School District and a command staff person in charge of school safety and security operations, well, it's kind of on hold right now because the city has still not approved anything yet, to the obvious dismay of Chief Art Howell at the Finance Committee meeting.
I'm not exactly sure how many outside meetings have occurred relative to this. Relative to the school year being over, that has absolutely nothing to do with what happens in that building and the planning that needs to be taking place. This should have been done months ago.
Alderman Dennis Weiser, in wanting this to be done correctly, noted the current RUSD calendar year is winding down. Chief Howell asked for another deferral. He stated more loose ends needed to be tied up. When asked how long, he stated, quote, talk to Scott, meaning City Attorney Scott Letney, and Brown, Finance Director Dave Brown. Both had questions initially of liability, which delayed implementation, appearing to upset Chief Howell then as well. After a search of a Pleasant Prairie Elementary School yesterday, police gave the all clear. They didn't find anything suspicious or connected to a bomb threat that was phoned into the school, one of several apparently sent to a handful of other schools around the state and the country. Everything's back to normal today. And a team of students at UW-Madison's designed a wind turbine that can also provide power to cellular phone towers. Whisk Wind is a group of 15 engineers and business students that will be competing this week in New Orleans, a national competition hosted by the American Wind Energy Association and sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy. UW among 12 schools selected to compete in this, the wind industry's version of the National Solar Decathlon. A Wisconsin team from UW-Milwaukee competed in the event several years ago. Three peregrine falcon chicks hatched in a nesting box on the roof of the Racine County Courthouse, banded during a public event on the 10th floor yesterday afternoon, and were given names of some past prominent local residents. Racine native Greg Septon with the Peregrine Falcon Recovery Program went to get the birds in a thick jacket, gloves, and a hockey helmet. And as you might imagine, the chicks were not all that pleased by the whole deal. One by one, each of the birds documented, then ID bands placed on their legs. Septon telling a crowd of about 50 in the lobby by the elevators, including staffers, these young birds still need to grow their flight feathers, but they can still walk at this point. The male peregrine named Len Zilkowski after the Lake County executive, who also, of course, has a new sign at the Reef Point Marina Harbor Park. The two female birds, Karen Johnson Boyd, after a member of the famed Johnson family, and Rose Lee, the late county clerk of courts. A Pleasant Prairie resident claiming a $50,000 Powerball prize from the May 4th drawing. Nadia Cotto purchasing that winning ticket at the State Line Sitco on Sheridan Road. Another $50,000 winner was sold in Hudson, Wisconsin. It was against the advice of their legal counsel, the Mount Pleasant Village Board, last night, dealing with some of the issues related to the Highway V water and sewer project in an open session, issues that had been listed for discussion behind closed doors. A citizen's been accusing the board of violating the open meetings law by holding these sessions behind closed doors. Village Attorney Elaine Ekus, though, told the trustees there are legitimate reasons to do that in closed session, and she cautioned board members she would not be able to advise them during an open forum.
that when we're in open session and as attorneys trying to help preserve confidentiality between an attorney-client privilege as between the board and the attorneys, there are certain things that we won't be able to tell you in open session because of that. And it could limit our ability to give frank advice to the village because it won't be in the village's best interest to put that out in open session.
Trustee Gary Fee said he'd be willing to accept any consequences of holding the discussions in open session. Trustee Sunny Haven said no trustee has ever left a closed session for disagreeing with the subjects that were being discussed. So the board majority voted not to go into closed session, and then they discussed and voted on a change order to the contract with the Highway V Project Management Company, moving some of the deadlines for starting and finishing work. Trustees for the Village of Summers will now be able to attend meetings and vote by telephone or some other electronic format, including Skype. The board approving an ordinance to allow what normally is not allowed, making it one of just a handful of communities with such a policy. Closed sessions do not qualify, and it won't be a common occurrence. Summers officials say this will allow some flexibility to have meetings if a quorum cannot be reached because somebody isn't able to attend. The possibility of a new homeless shelter at the former Racine Tavern on King Drive still has a long way to go at this point. Going to be a lot more discussion about it, but issues of homelessness also connect to mental health and dependency. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Mayor John Dickert talking about this proposed new shelter having assessments of those who need a place to stay and who need to improve their lives.
And that's really the question. What has gotten you here and how do we fix it? So that's the effort that we're trying to do right now. And I know a lot of folks are having some angst about it, and you know, we've got to find a site and then take care of it, because there are people out there that are transient homeless. And the way I look at it, we're here to fix it, not just to pass it on to somebody else.
There have been a number of citizen comments against the proposed shelter so far at that location, not about the need for its existence, since the Halo facility will not take anybody with AODA issues. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.